The curve where the Amtrak train derailed on Monday, killing 3 people, was once on a list to be straightened, but correspondent Tom Bonsi reports that project was dropped from the list of improvements due to its high cost.
More than a decade ago, the Washington State Department of Transportation drew up conceptual documents for how to upgrade Amtrak Cascade service to 110 mile-per-hour speeds. The Wall Street Journal was the first to unearth a long-range plan that specifically describes the curve where Monday's derailment happened as unsuitably sharp for high-speed rail. Straightening out that 30-mile-per-hour curve would require a long, elevated trackway angled over Interstate 5 and down a hillside. The exact cost for that wasn't broken out of a $412 million estimate for the full wish list of improvements for a new, more direct bypass route. The state got less than half of that in Congress's 2008 economic stimulus package. The track configuration as it exists today meets all Federal Railroad Administration requirements, WashDOT said in a statement late Friday. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.